This next story offers hope to people wounded in disasters, or for that matter, maimed in war. It's a medical advance reported in the journal Science Translational Medicine. Scientists say they have found a way to grow new muscle for trauma victims. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
One day while on patrol in Afghanistan, Ron Strang stepped on a homemade landmine.
When it went off, it came across the front of my body. My left leg was forward since I had just begun to walk again, so the outside of the blast struck my left leg.
Strang survived, but was never the same. He lost most of the muscle on his left thigh. He used to swim, hike, and run, but those days were gone.
It was impossible for me to run. It was hard for me to walk. I'd use a cane a lot. That knee would give out, and I'd fall over all the time. So that was huge and hard to get used to at first.
Then Strang heard about some doctors who were trying to help patients like him, Stephen Badalak and his colleagues at the University of Pittsburgh. They knew that thousands of lives are devastated every year when people's muscles are destroyed.
Present methods for trying to correct that involve rather heroic attempts at moving a muscle from somewhere else in the body to that location. That doesn't work very often, and now you've also created a deficit somewhere else.
But Badalak and his colleagues had an idea. What if they replaced the decimated muscle with something that would help the body grow new muscle, something Badalak calls the matrix?
The matrix can be thought of simply as the glue that holds all of the cells in different tissues together. However, in addition, there's all of these hidden signals in the matrix that actually instruct the cells on what to do.
Like grow new muscle. Badalak decided to try transplanting matrix from pig bladders into patients whose muscles had been destroyed. He started with 5 patients, Strang and 4 other men who remained disabled despite the best physical therapy and the best medicine had to offer.
Some of them could not get out of a chair without help. Some of them walked with a cane. Some of them could not take steps. You know, this was not just a mild loss of strength. They had real problems.
Strang was curious, but also skeptical.
At first, when I first heard about it, I wasn't sure. It kind of seemed far-fetched.
But Strang decided to give it a try. And just as Badalak had hoped, the pig matrix triggered immature muscle cells that were dormant in the men's bodies to grow and make new muscles.
A patient who was in Iraq, and they were ambushed, and he'd been about 3 years of trying to recover from this with, I think, over 30 surgeries, and nothing worked. He was actually considering amputation of his leg because he felt like he was just dragging it around. He now mountain bikes and does jumping jacks.
Strang's recovery hasn't been quite that dramatic, and 2 patients only got slightly better. But Strang's limp is gone, and he can walk without a cane. And in short spurts, he can even do something he never thought he'd do again.
I'm able to run now, which is a great feeling after almost 2.5 to 3 years of not being able to do that. It's been amazing and definitely life-changing for me.
Other experts say the work is exciting. Arnold Kaplan studies muscle regeneration at Case Western Reserve University.
This is a very big deal. This study is a proof of concept that there's a good chance that not only can you save some of the muscle using this technique, but you can actually get a real regeneration.
Badalak has already treated about 12 patients and plans to try this on dozens more, with the hopes that lots of doctors around the country will someday be able to use the same approach to help many patients whose muscles have been destroyed. Rob Stein, NPR News.